Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Stuart, and tonight on Night Shadows we got an hour, and we're going to have an update from Larry, who is on top of all of this. A lot going on, from Donald Trump to what I just learned is what they call deep cleanse. Trump's Islamic spy attack plan, and this is going to get very, very interesting. Game of Thrones is not just going to be rhetoric, I'm afraid. Anyway, hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hi, Stuart. Thanks for having me. But yes, it's getting interesting.
Probably not even a good word for that. I think it's beyond interesting. There seems to be an awful lot of intrigue. Why don't we start maybe in the Mideast and what's going on with Israel, Syria, Putin. We had Libya kind of in the mix here. We've got all kinds of things going on. Now, Erdogan, as I understand it, was going in after Assad, but now I just read an article where they say he kind of backed off from that. What's your take on what's going on with Erdogan of Turkey?
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true, Stuart. He was planning on going after Assad, but I think Putin backed him down. Putin probably indicated that wouldn't be really healthy. And a matter of fact, it's kind of there's a new Torah code that I was, Barry Rothman's, I got under construction. He just started working on it. And interestingly, it talks about, and I don't have the wording, but it talks about Aleppo being destroyed by the hands of Assad and Russia. And so, you know, even though a lot of other people would probably like to get in there and take Aleppo, it sounds like in the Torah codes that Aleppo is going to get taken out by Assad and Russia, which is really what's been going for a number of months now. And the last I heard, Assad's forces had just about taken almost all of Aleppo, taken it away from what we would call the U.S.-led rebel forces, which
mm-hmm.
are basically terrorists. I mean, you know, I know I'm not supposed to say that, but, well, that's where it lines up. Interestingly, is the fact that Erdogan, who was pushing for a while to join the EU, has changed his mind because of other, you know, countries, I guess, or nation states like Italy and France, which are looking to maybe leave the EU, and now is threatening to let loose a deluge of Muslims into Europe, and this will just implode Europe.
Well, that would actually, at this point, be kind of an act of war against the EU. But some of the articles I've read are more or less saying EU is already gone. They've been actually, I guess, overtaken, and you have all these leaders now that are under the gun. But I understand Merkel is back on the throne. Talk about Game of Thrones, and she's all in favor of this business that she was going to get rid of a million or more, I guess you could call them freedom fighters, you know. But I think that was all rhetoric, because she has been totally for these asylum people. So Where do you think that's going to go? I know in the scriptures that Germany and possibly others from the EU are to align themselves with Russia. and I've seen a few reports that maybe that's what they're going to do. Probably in favor of gas lines and heat for the winter, maybe.
Well, that's very true, Stuart. Interestingly, one of the main ones in the world right now pushing Merkel to bring all those in and to get Europe to bring all the, those so-called immigrants in is Obama. Obama's behind this. And I don't know if you saw that YouTube from Mexico, but I mean,
yes,
it is masses of what appears to be Somali or African immigrant males pouring across our southern border into the U.S. right now.
Well, that would be in fulfillment of the prophet Jeremiah against the nation of America, Babylon. And even now, with all of the prophetic utterances being fulfilled right here in America that were prophesied against America 2,500 years ago, even now most of our so-called prophetic leaders don't want to acknowledge that America is Babylon. But this is what's going on, and I think this is the final surge of strangers that are to come into this land and undo her when the time is right. And I'm beginning to think maybe the time is very, very close at hand. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, Stuart, I think it's, 48 days or 40-something days till Trump takes office, but it's beginning to look like that there is a move in the background to even preempt that. And by events, and matter of fact, I heard an interesting update by L.A. Marzulli today talking, and he was describing on there how he was just shocked that he was expecting any time for the elite, or as you call it, the rich men, to intervene in our inauguration and stop the Trump movement, you know, stop it cold. And so there is a lot of, you know, you said earlier, you said intrigue. It is absolutely incredible what's going on behind the scenes right now. And I know a lot of American people are not keeping up with it, but we're in some really troublesome times.
Well, I think this is the most dangerous time that America's ever been in, exceeding the World War II, simply because if you have treason from within and they topple the nation, we have so many enemies without that you have to connect the dots to the treason within, and we go down. Now, the Bible says conclusively that America, Babylon, is destroyed. We would have healed Babylon, but she will not be healed. And then there's violence in the land, ruler against ruler, and I'm sure the enemies see all this confusion and internal strife, and they say, well, this is time to go get her. And so they do come against her. Getting back to the Middle East, is there any more news on the Golan and that heating up anymore? I know they've been kind of fighting along there. Is there any more news on that?
Well, they have been fighting some, and of course, you know, we had reported that Israel had finally came out and admitted that they actually bombed Damascus, and what they bombed, they said, was a Hezbollah convoy of military equipment that was leaving a Syrian army base in Damascus, and they hit it during the night. And of course, they hit it knowing full well that Putin has total air coverage of that region, yet the Russians didn't make a move. So apparently it was with the consent of Putin. So this is a strange situation. I mean, we're really seeing some very strange movement and activities in the Middle East, and especially with you know, the Russians.
Well, of course, we know from prophetic work that Israel is to come up after a major war. I call it the Ezekiel 38-39 war. But it makes me wonder with Iran, and we just got an appointed, I think, from Trump, Mad Dog general. They call him Mad Dog. I can't remember his actual name.
Yeah, it's Mattis, M-A-T-T-I-S. He's, matter of fact, one of the most credible generals they say we've ever had, and he left because of Obama. That what Obama was doing, he would not go along with, so he gave his resignation and left. And they call him Mad Dog Mattis, and he's a Marine general and one of the most well-respected in the world, actually. Matter of fact, ironically, you mentioned that, I heard that Putin had also called Trump and said that they needed to get together to take on the terrorists, and also was in agreement with Trump's pick as the Secretary of Defense. So I find it intriguing that the Russian president is already working some type of agreements with the president-elect, and, you know, he's not even in office yet.
Yeah, and it seems like they're just kind of ignoring Obama. Now, you said something about, what was it, Taiwan? Or one of those areas that bypassed Obama?
This is breaking news today, actually. Said that the Obama administration was furious because the Democratic Republic elected government of Taiwan had contacted Trump and were in discussion and talking with him. And, you know, they were irate because they didn't want to make the Chinese mad. And so, you know, as I said to you, and I do mean this, it appears that the Obama administration really doesn't care at all about any democratically elected government unless they're using it.
Yeah. Well, there's an awful lot of stuff going on, not only in the Middle East, but over here. A lot of intrigue. And the reason I brought it up is this... And this is from that well-respected paper, the National Enquirer. And they do have a little more truth usually than the others, which are totally made up, that you talk about fake news. But anyway, this claims in here that Admiral James A. Lyon agrees with Obama, and... they have, as you know, Obama has kind of just opened the doors to the Islamic Brotherhood. And
yeah.
I guess if this is anywhere near true, and it may be and it may not be, that he's going to root out all of these Brotherhood people. They claim here that the intelligence services know of at least 55 moles that have infiltrated various agencies. And that Trump was given a list to ferret these people out and get rid of them. I mean, the American people don't understand we are at war. And that war... over here is not only with the communists, it's with Islam, radical Islam. Have you heard anything about this deep cleanse operation that they're talking about? I have not. And I don't know how you would ferret something like that out.
Well, you know, as I shared with you, you know, I think last time we talked, you know, I said that a lot of what we've been watching was... you know, by the Trump group that is putting together their cabinet is really window dressing and a whole lot of eye candy. But in the background, serious things are happening. And I shared with you that I was, you know, really interested in the fact that so many generals were involved in what he was doing behind the scenes. And I told you that to me that was very intriguing because there was a need for such a thing. And at the same time, I have heard rumors, I've heard a number of reports over the last month, actually, that, you know, some of the agencies were whistleblowing where the rats were, so to speak. And we know that the Muslim Brotherhood infiltrated, we've seen a You know, WorldNet Daily and some of the others have really posted a lot of this politically incorrect news about Obama putting so much of the Muslim Brotherhood into our, you know, like even the Pentagon. I mean, they're everywhere. And what the American people don't understand is, yes, they are your enemy. They absolutely are your enemy. And they're already doing their work. And, you know, when you wonder about why, you know, you can't call a terrorist, or, you know, or mention Islam, that tells you why, is because it's a political thing. And you know, one thing people don't understand about Islam, Stuart, now you can't have, it's not correct to have a Christian using their faith in their politics or their government or anywhere on the street. But yet Islam, and the funny thing about the Islamist is that he lives it 24/7. He lives that religion. If he works in the government, it's in the government with him, and it's working there every day. And that's what we don't understand about Islam, is it's not really a religion, Stuart. It's a way of life.
Yeah, it's really a political movement disguised in some ways as a religion. It's both. They combine the two concepts together. here's another headline I just read. Obama memorandum suspends Jerusalem Embassy Act yet again. Now, Trump said he was going to have the embassy moved to Jerusalem, and here yet is Obama just done it, June 2nd. Jerusalem is not going to be the home of the embassy. So has he not once again displayed his anti-Israel sentiment? Because he's renewed that waiver.
Yeah, well, Stuart, you know, you see that every day with the Obama administration. I mean, that's not a big secret. Matter of fact, the Israelis are not surprised at all by that either. But, what you know, no matter what Trump says, he has to be in office to enact the things that he says he's going to do with Israel. And he's not there yet, and it's a very dangerous time until he is there.
Well, you know, when you look at some of the remarks that Obama has been making over the last, I'd say, 3-4 years, actually, at some of these dinners that he goes to where he speaks, he's constantly code wording, and I'm going to use that phrase, code wording, that he has no intentions of ever leaving office. Now, one of the last ones that he gave on that was this red wedding. And if you look up the meaning of the red wedding, it's not what one could say very good, I guess, for Trump and company, if that's what the plan is. And you got to look at this, I think, from the viewpoint that America will not be healed, something happens, and she's not going to be healed. Now, if you look up the meaning of a red wedding, this is what it says: a total disaster, a sudden event resulting in a complete change of fortune among rivals, involving immense loss on one side and total triumphs of the other, often involving a carefully planned betrayal and brutal bloodletting. Now, Obama was the one who used that phraseology of the red wedding. And he quoted from one of the lines of it at one of these meetings. So now we have to wonder, are they thinking possibly about, you know, when you talk about a coup, you could have a coup either way. You could, remember, you had that vision about a coup, but that coup was targeting Obama, if I remember right. But there could be another coup, not orientated towards Obama, but orientated towards Trump. Now, in this, you saw this, did you not? This, I have not followed the throne thing. So what is that really all about, the Game of Thrones?
Well, the Game of Thrones is very interesting because of the fact that, you know, and I don't tell people to watch it unless they just want to, because it's very violent. But there's nothing in the Game of Thrones movies or episodes that probably didn't happen in the Middle Ages or the Dark Ages or the those dark times that, you know, you know, we know so well and reported so well. But the Game of Thrones, basically, it's an Iron Throne. And I find it interesting. It's made of swords, and it's all iron, which I kind of look at biblical terms sometimes when I know what the iron represents biblically. And anyway,
yes.
This is about a number of leaders that are born, and they grow up, and they contend for this throne. And this thing has been so interesting because as I watched a few episodes of the Game of Thrones, I have also watched the American 2016 election that began so long ago now, and it just followed the scenarios of the Game of Thrones. Now, one thing that's very interesting, even mainstream news media has reported that Obama is an avid fan of the Game of Thrones series, and in that you referred to the Red Wedding, and what the Red Wedding was one group who were contending with another group for power and control and rulership and property. They invited them to a wedding, the leadership. And so the leadership came in and basically left their swords aside and sat down and began to have a great meal in a big banquet hall. And the assassins were already waiting. And in the Red Wedding, which the wedding part really didn't mean a hill of beans because the assassins killed off the leadership and some of the people. As a matter of fact, a lot of their soldiers were slaughtered too. It was a slaughter outside the banquet hall and inside the banquet hall. You got rid of the opposition. The Red Wedding was a classic total destruction of the opposition, whatever the opposition contained. And so when I know that, and I know Obama follows it so closely, really avidly, I have to look at what's the plan. Is there, and you know, sometimes there's coups within coups, and you know, it's interesting that so many people are following that Game of Thrones series right now. And one of the things, and I'll just add this and get your opinion. One of the interesting things is that the theory in the Game of Thrones that winter is coming, and with winter also come the White Walkers and the dead. And White Walkers in this Game of Thrones are very symbolic, it seems to me, of the Nephilim or the Nephilim. And so it's very intriguing. But you know, like I say, it's a complicated series of movies, and but the contention over the throneship and the rulership is incredible, and it also, you know, it makes me, you know, it happened in medieval times, the Dark Ages, what we call Dark Ages. But when I look at that, what happened in the Dark Ages, and I look at that Game of Thrones, and I look at where we are today in America, I can't tell much difference.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of writers who have gone into the so-called conspiracy theory, which is actually the truth, for the most part. And they all claimed, from almost all the books that I ever read, that America was scheduled to go into another Dark Ages. So it seems kind of odd. When did this Game of Thrones actually begin to air?
Well, I didn't see it when it began, but I started following it after that when I noticed the interesting assertions about White Walkers. And I really, that caught my attention because of the tall whites that Charlie Hall talks about.
Yes.
And some of the, the UFO groups talk about. And they're in season 7 now, which means this started probably 6 years ago. It's been that long. And Obama's an incredibly avid follower of the Game of Thrones, and I'll tell you what, you know, interestingly, you know, in the Game of Thrones, though, you have political movements, and you have military movements, then they're really coordinated together closely. And the contention for the throne, which this time it was Trump and Hillary, but what we have found is Obama never was out of the running, it appears.
Yeah, he has made a number of comments. He said that he was going to hang around Washington for 2 years, and he wasn't sure what he was going to do. And in this kind of setup, or I don't know, you can't call it a movie, but they were photographing him and Biden, and he puts his feet up on the desk. And what was intriguing to me about his shoes, they were showing very prominently the soles of his shoes. Part of the shoe, on one shoe, was what appeared to be wood.
Huh.
And what intrigued me about that is if you go into Jade Helm, part of that was the wood shoes that everybody had to wear at concentration camps.
Huh.
And it made me wonder, are we being told something here? The best probably time to hit the United States with a disaster would be in a nasty cold winter.
Yeah.
Because most people would be staying home. They wouldn't have any place to go. Hence, easy targets to round up on the red list, whatever the other colors they use, to go to the torture death camps of FEMA. I know a lot of people don't think that that's possible, but they better read the documents of population reduction. And the Bible even says in Jeremiah, a prophecy against America is a huge population reduction. And it does also say that the Lord says, you rounded up my people and you would not let them go. And that is actually the last straw before the Lord lowers the boom upon the communist Marxist group that evidently survives. Now, if Trump is for real, I cannot imagine how the elite, the rich men of the earth, their communist Marxist socialist government, and I think China is their model, how are they going to allow Trump to ever get into office? Or if he gets in by the hand of the Lord, how long does he stay in before he's simply eliminated?
Yeah.
What do you think?
There's been some. Yeah, I think you're right, Stuart. That's a good question. And ironically, too, is it seems that Trump somehow is a similitude, you know, as Nigel Farage from the UK says, he's a similitude of the Brexit to some degree. And, you know, that came out, you know, they had the Brexit and Trump clapped his hands for him. And, you know, you remember Obama went over to England and told them no Brexit, no Brexit,
yes.
He'll punish them. Remember that? And then,
yep.
Of course, Trump kind of clapped his hands about the Brexit and the Brexit won. And, of course, that now they're tied up in a judge's ruling that Parliament has to, you know, in other words, the controllers now have to vote to back that plan up before they can exit. But there's a lot of contention there. And now we're locked in our own problem, our own, I guess you could call American Brexit. And we're not trying to detach totally from the EU particularly. We're trying to detach from our government. In other words, our establishment government, Republican and Democrats, and that's where this Trump thing seems to be such a possible Cyrus scenario and such a miracle that he's went this far and been there this long, and he's not even in office yet, and he has stood against the entire both party. And then the
yes.
other ones too, you know, the other smaller parties came out and are still trying to undercut him, but he stood against, it's almost like Trump against the world. And now ironically, and I find this ironic with Game of Thrones because of the military scenario, some of the news recently in mainstream media is saying that Trump now at his tower is besieged by all those against him. And, the scope of this thing, Stuart, is just absolutely incredible, and how he's still moving forward. It's got to be a little more than just luck or happenstance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, evidently the Lord has his hand on him, irrespective of who Trump, whether it's real or I keep hearing reports that they selected him some time ago, that he was going to be brought in. But if you back up and look at the Ordo Ab Cao of the Masons, they have to bring in chaos in order to bring in the new world order. What better way to cause total chaos in America would be to, well, I don't know, false flag it? There's a number of things they could do, or they could actually go after Trump and attempt. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say what you just mentioned there. I don't know if you saw it today or not, but it was breaking news on Fox News. They were reporting that there has been such an incredible influx of death threats to Donald Trump and his family, and the DOJ has now officially came out, Loretta Lynch, and announced they're not going to investigate him.
What?
Well, I know, it's hard to believe, but you've got to remember, we've got a lawless administration right now that does not believe in transparency or giving answers or responsibility or even following the law. So I wasn't that shocked to hear that.
Well, actually, yeah, I guess I wouldn't be either when you stop and think about it, because they wouldn't investigate Hillary either, not really. And even if they found out, which, you know, when the FBI guy was testified before Congress, he actually did say that she was guilty of criminal offenses.
Yeah.
And but yet he said, we don't think there's enough here to prosecute. So he openly admits that she was basically a criminal and that she had compromised the security of the United States, national security issue, and yet, well, we're just not going to prosecute. So obviously the orders came down from the Department of Justice, and this goes along hand in hand, I guess, what one could say against the prophecies against the United States in Isaiah and Jeremiah. That we become totally lawless, that we become confused, our governmental system breaks down, and it's part of the judgments of the Lord. And I do believe that Trump might be a delay, but it's going to be extremely short, if there is any, and that really what he is going to bring is judgment. And it may be that they're going to use Trump to judge some of these people, and then they will fight back. I just can't imagine the New World Order, who has spent literally billions upon billions of dollars over the decades, working night and day to bring in their, to position, preposition everything for this New World Order. They can't do it without this chaos. Am I reading that right or not? And war.
Yeah, I think Stuart, that they need both chaos and war, both really, to bring in what they've got established. Because it seems like what they've tried to create and put together is beginning to unravel, and I'll use that term, unravel. All over the world right now, there's some unraveling going on. You know, especially the Middle East. What's interesting about the Middle East is the fact that, you know, and that we're watching the wild cards, as I call them. I mean, I didn't mean a lot when I started using that term, but it certainly seems to be accurate, you know, like Putin and Netanyahu and Trump now and El-Sisi, you know, in Egypt. And you got all of these guys over there, all these leaders that are actually coming against the rich man's plans. They keep thwarting them continually. And even Putin, everything the rich men try to put together to cause a problem, Putin kind of maneuvers around it or goes by the wayside of it. And but, you know, I know we haven't talked much about Ukraine, but there appears to be trouble brewing again in the Ukraine, you know, between Russia and the Ukraine and the NATO forces there.
Well, this Erdogan concept is really sort of, haven't they really declared war against NATO? It's just not really, a full declaration of war, but they're doing everything they can, NATO is, to provoke Russia and her allies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything they can possibly think of is what they're doing, and of course, then they paint Putin is the evil guy, and none of them are probably not what you could call good guys, but we're kind of watching end-time prophecy unfold. I don't know whether the Daniel 8 war comes, and then Isaiah 17, and then Ezekiel 38, 39, or exactly what the sequence is going to be, but it seems like the war rhetoric over there is heating up, and what would be your take? I heard that there were rumors going around. In fact, ex-President Jimmy Carter has advised Obama to divide Jerusalem and Israel. Did you see that one?
Oh, absolutely. I've been following that closely and getting emails every day from people that seem to be hearing that same scenario. One of the interesting things is the fact that there seems to be a really heavy push on right now to actually position a state of Palestine and actually keep Israel out of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount area. And, of course, at the same time, on the other hand, we've got Netanyahu talking and dealing with Putin and Trump, and of course, the Temple Mount folks also involved in that, talking to Trump and Putin about, concluding that Israel has the right to that location and to be there in Jerusalem. And so, you know, this also goes against, the rich men and the Pope, because you got to remember the Pope also has, his own plans for Jerusalem. This is really an intriguing thing that's ongoing. And there is so much happening right now. And I did want to also mention, Stuart, and get your opinion. There are reports coming out of some of the Israeli press saying that Trump is already in the background with some of the generals eyeing taking on Iran and their nuclear situation firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're looking at that, and you know, Obama, if he's going to stop that, he don't have long.
Yeah, well, if Iran leadership gets wind of the fact that Trump is really going to come after him, maybe that is what causes them to do this kind of blitzerig, unexpected, I guess, attack of Daniel chapter 8. And if Trump is to get in and he's hiring all these military guys that are no nonsense, we're going to be at war. And wasn't that part of that Bible code where it had President Trump, Iran, and war? So it looks kind of like we're headed for trouble.
Well, what's interesting, I was listening to one of the generals today on Fox, and that general was, and I think it was General Keane, but he was saying that what is so interesting about this is Obama has spent 8 years at war, but it was a secret war because he's known as a peace president, and he's going to go out as a peaceful president. And they said what's so interesting is that Trump is not, you know, sugarcoating the fact that he's coming in as a war president.
Well, that may have been the plan, and that may be why I heard that this Secret Service agent had spilled the beans to someone and said something about that they had selected Trump out in 2013, and he was going to be put into office. But, you know, this New World Order, you mentioned the fact that no matter what these rich guys try to do, it seems to get frustrated, and it doesn't quite work the way they want. But if you look at what Stan Dale came up with, remember he went in and reevaluated the ancient language and just made it a little more plain of what Daniel was actually saying. And I have always thought that the New World Order, the real New World Order, is not what the rich men are attempting to do right now. That doesn't work. But after the war, the arrival comes. And you can call them Anunnaki, or you can call them whatever. It doesn't matter. They arrive, and they set up a kind of a convoluted alien human world government. Have you heard any more about this Area 51 operation in Saudi Arabia at all?
I know. No, actually, since Stan Dale, you know, he mentioned that on our show, you know, we were talking to him,
yes.
And, you know, he began to just tell us all about that. I didn't even know that had happened, but he found this Fallen Ones base there, and he also did a study on, you know, the Atlantis location, et cetera. But he actually did the Colorado Springs Conference, I believe is where it was, or Denver, and showed some satellite photographs of that location in Saudi Arabia, and he said it was much bigger than the Area 51 and much more secure. And then immediately after that, he said they caught him and blocked it out, and now if you get a satellite image of the same location in Saudi Arabia, you don't find that anymore. Isn't that interesting? And he kind of got quiet on that situation here recently.
Well, it's sort of like the earthquake predictions he used to make using specific naval maps, temperature variations or whatnot, and he was very, very accurate in giving warnings, okay, this area can maybe expect an earthquake, and a lot of times it would occur. So the Navy decided not to issue those anymore. So now Google's decided to wipe the map where this base is. But how long can they keep all of this hidden? You know, how are you going to hide the arrival when it actually gets here? Now, I know it's obvious we have, what would you call it, advanced guard, maybe, of aliens that are already here. I remember when I was flying one night, I had a commander, naval commander, in the right seat, and he's the one who told me about the arrival of a mothership UFO, and I think it was the same time that they were talking about Eisenhower and his group getting on board, and they kind of made a treaty in exchange for technology, and he swore that it was true. And he had no reason to lie about it. In fact, he had every reason to be silent. I always got the impression he felt he had to get it off his chest and he had to tell somebody about it, which would then say they're already aligning all this stuff up for the grand arrival, spoken about, by the way, in Revelation and elsewhere, Thessalonians.
Well, that's very true. And, well, you know, Tom Horn and his group is investigating the arrival very closely associated with CERN and some of the other activity that's going on. And what's so interesting, too, is, you know, if you look at the Vatican and what they've secretly been doing and of course, tie in the Griffith Observatory and all the activities there with the Lucifer unit and all of that, they are more than – they're not so much looking – towards a war, to bring the chaos. They're looking at about at an arrival. Their whole projection seems to be pointed at an arrival date, and it doesn't appear to be that far off.
Yeah, well, if you really look at the time codes that we found out in Omega Code, it's all getting confirmed now that 2017, which, by the way, as far as Israel's concerned, we're already well into it. 2017 is the pivot year for the entire planet. And it's getting more and more confirmed as we get into this thing. That star sign in the book of Revelation chapter 12 occurs on September 23rd, 2017, which is just about Rosh Hashanah. Now, what was interesting was in 2015, there was, you may remember this, remember that Trumpets, Feast of Trumpets, was delayed for 2 days because of a sandstorm.
That's
remember
right.
That?
Exactly right, yeah.
Well, everybody was expecting something to happen in 2015. And I thought, gee, that sounds awful early. Because the Omega Code kept pointing to 2017. No matter which way I ran it, it came up to 2017 all the time. Well, a two-day delay was probably pointing to a two-year delay.
Oh.
2016. In 2017, a day is a year. And you'll find that in Peter and the Psalms, Psalm 90 especially.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about that time frame when you did the Omega Code, and what was that, 10 years ago almost? And
Yeah, almost.
And now... you know, or the last year or so, you remember all the Torah code research the rabbis are doing, it began to show the same dating period.
Yeah, 2016, 2017, 2018 appear to be the key pivot years. So now here we have Trump, we have Obama, we have the war, and obviously you have to have some sort of a coup one way or another. If you're going to bring in the New World Order, high treason has to be committed against the Constitution of the United States. You cannot have a New World Order and have a Constitution like we have. You have to have a United Nations Communist Marxist Constitution. If people don't believe that, they ought to go read the Constitution of the United Nations. It is a communist constitution. This is a communist Marxist Fabian socialist coup against the entire American people. And they're getting away with it, and they're getting away with it, I guess, because the Lord has determined that the American people deserve exactly what appears to be getting. And I'm really afraid of all this relaxation that's going on, and you hear all these people in some of the churches, the evangelical places, you know, really loudly appreciating how Trump won, and now we're going to take America back, and we're going to fix everything. Not according to the Bible, you're not. Bible's very, very clear that we would have healed Babylon, America, but she decided not to be. So this is going to get extremely interesting and I think very, very dangerous. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And talking about a pivot or even talking about a spiritual pivot, you know, I shared with you recently that Jewish Live Television is about to show the Richard Shaw film, Torah Codes. You know, end of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I was contemplating on that announcement and how all of a sudden, you know, Jewish television is showing, you know, that scenario. And I asked you, I said, well, isn't it interesting the fact who really is in darkness? Who is in darkness and has been for some time? Of course, it's the Jews. According to the Bible, the Word of God, they were blinded. Spiritually blinded, and you know. Of course, we could say the church in America needs Torah codes into darkness. But I got to thinking, you know, seeing partially or seeing through a glass darkly, et cetera, et cetera, is not as bad as being blind for years and years and years. And what's interesting, you know, I got to thinking, who would appreciate more a code coming out of the Torah, the church, or the Jews, the Orthodox Jews, you know, and I think that's a sign. I really believe Richard Shaw's film, Torah Codes, End of Darkness, is a literal sign that you know, the Creator is about to pivot back to Israel.
Yep. A lot of folks don't realize that the covenants of the Lord that he made with Israel, the Davidic, the Palestinian, the Abrahamic covenants, were just simply put on a shelf until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And then he is going to remarry Israel, whom he divorced. But if you read the Old Testament, he says he's going to remarry her. So I want to read this to you, Larry, and think about that sign in Revelation 12, which only occurs on September 23rd, 2017. And it's about Virgo. And what's also interesting is that Jupiter enters the womb of Virgo and stays there for 9 months, goes down the birth canal, and then is born. So keep that in mind when I read this. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly well that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, which, by the way, Donald Trump uses and Obama uses and Israel uses and all the world leaders use that constantly, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Now, that's kind of interesting when you put that with the verse in Revelation chapter 12 talking about the sign as a travail upon a woman with child. The woman is obviously Virgo, and the great sign that's listed is September 2017. And the man-child is taken up to heaven. That sounds an awful lot like a disappearance of people, and that gets you into the gravity wave and the galactic superwave that's now approaching us. What say you?
Well, I find that's really interesting, and what's even more interesting, Stuart, is the fact that we never even heard of gravitational waves and the waves that you began to talk about until just a year or two ago, and then we found out that they actually had created a device to try to watch the incoming gravitational waves that you were talking about. So, you know, it's interesting that after the computer, we have actually come into not only the Torah codes, but we've actually come into cosmic operations going on out there in space and time that we were not even aware of until just a few recent years that has led us up to almost 2017.
Yeah, and it is amazing to me that we have so much confirmation for this September of 2017 with the Feast of Trumpets and going into 2018 as far as Israel is concerned. And with all the other signs converging, and I just read an article about Israel asking its citizens to take I don't know if you could call it a mark yet, but they definitely are beginning to claim that every citizen in Israel, and of course Trump and others have been doing, orientating that way towards us here, of biological cards for positive ID. Well, the only positive ID that nobody can steal, theoretically, is a mark. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, to receive a mark. So that brings us, I guess, into the possibility of a major economic collapse, which would be part of the chaos and out of the ruins of war, economic collapse, possible coup attempts, total chaos in the United States. why people would be begging for this mark, don't you think?
I think the plans are already in place, and you and I have been warning about this for a number of years. But, it comes and goes, and you hear the reports, and we get closer and closer, and, we're well aware that some of these plans have been in place for some time.
Yeah, getting back to Trump, you called this morning and said something about CNN joking about a plane crash with Trump and his people on board.
Yeah, I don't know if you got to watch the video. It was actually a headline on Drudge Report this morning. And the CNN people, as they were joking, apparently live on, video, as talking about Trump and Pence and their plane that had crashed. And whether it was just talk, joke, comments, et cetera, I really don't know, but I did see it. And it causes concern. There's a lot going on, and we really, if we believe that possibly Trump is Cyrus, type of Cyrus, or if the Lord is using him, we certainly need to lift him up in prayer. And I told you that it was very interesting because the Game of Thrones was being played so much by, other folks out there in the world, that scenario, that we are right now experiencing a very unusual winter, early winter coming up on America, started this evening, going through probably Tuesday across the country of really historical freezing weather coming down out of the Arctic. And just tying a few points together, I just was asking people to remember Trump and his family and staff in prayer.
Yeah, there's something going on behind the scenes we're simply not being told about, but more and more people, I think, are feeling a sense of ominous comings, let's put it that way, that something is in the wind. And there were those who said Jade Helm would be back in 2016. And for you folks out there, please go look up Jade Helm. Because Jade Helm was all about arresting American citizens and taking them to FEMA camps. And the symbology of the Jade Helm symbol that they used was all about death camps. That's what it was all about. It goes along with Jeremiah's ruler against ruler, and then violence in the land, and then comes sudden destruction. So we're in for a very interesting month or two or 12, but we're rapidly coming up, actually, on this 2017 star sign. And it's called a great sign in the scriptures, which means we better be paying very, very close attention to it, because it comes exactly in 2017, 120 years after the first Jewish Congress, which takes you all the way back to Genesis, and yet 120 years. So here we go.
Yeah.
We have a modern Noah's Ark in Israel, I guess, as a timepiece.
Yeah,
how do people reach you, Larry?
Spirit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say this is an interesting time, because right now is when the whole world is wanting to divide Israel. And the quickest way is just go to my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. And you can follow me there.
Do you think Obama will actually attempt to divide it, to divide Israel and Jerusalem? Do you think he's got the brass to actually do that?
I don't know, Stuart, but we do know that there's a lot of push behind him to do that.
Oh, man. I mean, it's really getting wild, folks, out there. The Game of Thrones is heating up. And although it's rhetoric at this point, maybe an invite will be made one way or the other, and we're going to see a lot of bloodshed. I think that this Game of Thrones is portraying something. It's kind of odd how this is all working out as far as the time schedule that we know about in the heavens. And the Lord did arrange these stars so that this would give us a great sign so we'd know where we were. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, and thank you, Larry, for coming on board. Appreciate it. And we'll see everybody next week, Lord willing.